Sportscast. It's the Sportscast, as that's what it says in the yearbook. The name of the host is Doug. Contact us at saysintheyearbook@hotmail.com. saysintheyearbook@hotmail.com. The episode title has nothing to do with the episode. Brad came up with that, and it was too perfect not to use. He said, and he should be doing this because he's far, far better at it. He said, and he's yelling at this point, they're not mid-majors. They're teams just like you and me, because he knows we've always hated the mostly college basketball term mid-major. No one needs an unnecessary and derogatory, you heard me, term to tell the difference between the haves and the have-nots. Also, nailed it, kind of. Back on December 20th on this podcast, we talked about Arizona State basketball beating Xavier and Kansas, which could serve as get-off-the-bubble free cards if in the then-undefeated Sun Devils were to finish, say, 19-12. They finished 20-11 and did make the NCAAs. That has nothing to do with this episode either. So why does everyone keep falling in love with Steve Alford? The UCLA men's basketball coach has been getting hired since 1999 when Iowa signed him. The first one was easy. Alford was the hot candidate following his taking Southwest Missouri State to the Sweet 16. And literally from the start, things were great. In Alford's very first game, Iowa upset defending national champ UConn. In over eight seasons, Steve Alford made six postseason appearances. But the Hawkeyes were likely looking for a return to the perennial NCAA tournaments of the end of the 70s, in the early 80s, and that didn't happen. Iowa did win a tournament game in 2001, but never won another, and wouldn't make another NCAA appearance until 2005. And then in 2006 came the highlights you still see every year to this day, the huge buzzer-beating first-round upset loss to Northwestern State. The story here, no momentum. Iowa never actually built toward anything. Now, the current coach, Fran McCaffrey, has also made three NCAA tournaments over the same number of seasons, but that includes three straight tournaments at one point and two trips to the second round. For Alford, then came six seasons at New Mexico. The Lobos were likely looking for a return to long NCAA tournament trips, and they received three NCAA berths in Alford's last four seasons and won a couple of games, too. Especially in the coach's last two seasons, New Mexico racked up 57 victories, and especially in Alford's last season, 2012-13, the Lobos soaked up a lot of publicity. But undisciplined teams with gaudy records don't match up well with schools that are not that, that are all disciplined. And in an upset you could see coming the very second the brackets were unveiled, New Mexico lost to Harvard. The story here was an upgrade with no March Madness. Two tournament wins against low seeds for the Lobos, but undisciplined play and ultimately no Sweet 16s. So what exactly made UCLA hire Steve Alford, even though he hadn't so much as reached the third round since 99? The Bruins were likely looking for a return to the glory days of national championships, and right away, they reached the Sweet 16, although they didn't have the most taxing path to get there. Next came a year when UCLA arguably could have been in the NIT, but they wound up in the Sweet 16 again, and then came the gaudy but undisciplined 16-17 season when UCLA soaked up a lot of publicity, did reach the Sweet 16 again, but lost to Kentucky. This week, the Bruins came unglued at the end of a play-in, you heard me, lost to St. Bonaventure. And now the story here is the Bruins' momentum came back, but at UCLA you can't stop at the Sweet 16, and the Bruins haven't been particularly close to reaching the Elite Eight. This week could well be an aberration. It could absolutely turn out to be a mirage, but UCLA, at least for now, regressed to losing before the first round. You heard me. Steve Alford certainly wins games, but when it comes to coaches who can lead a dominating march through March over the last 19 seasons, Alford hasn't proven that he's it. And that's it.